All right. Hey, good morning. It is Thursday, June 7th, 2018. This is the WBBF call that stands for We Build Brighter Futures. So I'm going to go over the. My name is Phil Hebert. I'm going to go over the ATM presentation, really why we use it, and then I'm going to talk through some of these pages on what I say. So before I talk about that, we have this evening at 7 o'clock, we have the last stop of the Paul Roberts Texas tour. We'll be in Katy, Texas. Invite like crazy. We still have time to get more people out there. Guys, this is the gonna be an all-star lineup out there. We're going to have people like Paul Roberts, Jeremy Patton, Iron Mike, Kelly Kern, Caleb Law, Mark Kozak, G-Shock, multiple other people. I don't think we've ever had, at least the Paul Roberts group, I don't think we've ever had everybody together like this all at one time. So if you want to light somebody up, if you want to get somebody excited, get them out to tonight's meeting. Houston area is ready to take over. It's so big. We're starting a new hotspot out there. So invite like crazy. Get people out there. We'll take care of your people. So yesterday we talked about setting appointments. Today's Thursday. A lot of people, we get our week started on Thursday. Today is the most important to set your week up. If you're dialing today, please control your schedule. Please protect that dial time, because what you do today in your dial blocks is going to set you up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be the difference of writing 0 applications or writing 20 applications. So what you're doing today, get your mind right. Get focused, get hyped up, and say, hey, I'm going to dial like crazy. I'm going to set 20 appointments. And then that's going to put you in a position to go blow it up this weekend. So after you set those appointments, here's the formula for success in our business. So if you've ever wondered, like, man, how did everybody write so much business? How does Caleb Law go out there and write 15 grand in a weekend, or George write 20 applications? Here's what happens. We set appointments. That's the first thing. Set your appointments. Number two, you show up to your appointments no matter what. If people are calling to cancel, calling to reschedule, they're sending you text messages, leaving you voice message, don't pay attention to that. Show up to the house regardless. I've made many, many sales on people who I've gone and sat with. I've ignored their phone calls. I did not listen to their voice messages. But after I made the sale, I said, okay, I want to listen and see what they were telling me. And yeah, come to find out, they were wanting to reschedule or just cancel completely because they thought they were busy. They thought they didn't need this. So set your appointments, show up to your appointments. Use your ATM, the Alliance Training Manual, on every single appointment. Call from the home. And then go to your next appointment and do the same thing. So that's it. Just do it over and over. Like, my mind, I don't really care what happens if I make the sale or don't make the sale. That's not what I'm thinking about when I go to these homes. I just go and I say, hey, I got to go through the motions. I have to show up, smile, use the ATM, call from the home, leave and go to the next appointment. I'm not thinking about making the sale. I'm not thinking about commission. It will be there if I follow the system. It will be there if I have my 20 appointments set, if I'm using the ATM and I'm calling from the home. So go through the motions, start it today. Go through the motions of picking up the phone, dialing, getting you 250 dials today, setting 20 appointments, and then starting tomorrow. You go like crazy and you work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you're done for the week. I mean, every time I talk to somebody, it blows my mind on how much we can make in this business working 2 to 3 days a week. I was talking to a new guy coming on board in Louisville yesterday, and like what I mean, it's just amazing that he's blown away with like what we're doing in 2 to 3 days. So control that schedule. That's the most important. That's the key to this business and having success. Protect your time, control your schedule, and go through the motions. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Don't worry about the results. They will be there, I promise. If you follow it, they will be there. So we have something called the Alliance Training Manual, the ATM. Use this on every single appointment. What happens, I have an appointment scheduled at 10 o'clock. I'm there, do my best to get there 5 minutes early. I step, you know, I'm there getting my mind right. When I'm walking up to the house, I've got three things. I got my bag over my shoulder that has my paper applications and my laptop in it. I have my lead in one hand, and I have my ATM in my other hand. The purpose of the ATM is to help you overcome objections before they become objections. I've always been taught that the first person to bring up the objection wins the game. So if we're going through the ATM and we're not hitting certain topics, and then later on the client says, "Hey, well, you know, I just want to shop around for it." Well, it's too late. You can't overcome that objection. But if you hit it on the ATM at the right page, you won't have that objection later on. So what we do in our meetings, we don't sell people anything. People buy on their own. Through our questioning, we help them understand. We make them feel like it's their idea that they want this. Never do we go in and sell something to people. We sit down, we ask questions, we get to know them. We're not like the regular insurance people, and you'll be told that every time you go into an appointment. "Man, you don't seem like a regular insurance person." I said, "Thank you. I want to hug you right now." Regular insurance person goes in, sits down. They don't care about the customer. They go in, start talking about quotes, plans, talking about features of plans. Why this company is great. We don't talk like that. We sit down, we use the ATM, we get to know them, we ask questions, we listen. That was one of the 8 steps yesterday. We listen, and we get to know them better than some of their close friends and even their spouses get to know them, by the questions we ask and the listening that we do. So again, we don't ever sell anything. They buy on their own if we're using this ATM the proper way. Another thing is, don't go in acting like you know all the answers. Don't go in thinking you got to be the smartest person in the room. All you have to do is show them that you know just a little bit more than they do, and they'll think you're an expert. So don't think you have to do a lot of talking. You have to be a slick salesperson, and don't feel like you have to be like I said, the smartest person in the room. Go in there, just like we say, when we look to bring people on board, we're looking for friendly, easy to talk to, and spirit of gratitude. Be those three things, and it'll work out for you. We don't say we're looking for an insurance guru that knows all the different plans, how an IUL works. We're not looking for somebody with 20 years experience. We're looking for friendly, easy to talk to, spirit of gratitude. Those are the people who have success with us. Okay, so you walk into the appointment, you want to go to the table. If they direct you to the couch, say, "Hey, do you mind if we sit over here? I guess I need to show you a few things. It'll be easier on the table." "Oh, yeah, okay." Remember, the people we're going to see, most of them want to be directed. Most of them want you just to tell, "Hey, They just want you to tell them how it works and what they need to do, because they don't know. They filled out this form. They know they need it. They asked for it. They're just looking for somebody to come over, take interest in them, and then show them how everything works. So in a courteous way, know that you have to go in and direct the family that you're sitting with, because that's what they want. You sit at the table. If you're at a seating arrangement that you don't feel comfortable with, feel free to say, "Hey, hey Jim, you mind sitting over here? Sue, you sit right here." That it'll be easier for everybody. So we sit down. I use the old version of the ATM. If you have the new version, it's just as good. Get with your growing up line on how to set your ATM up. They'll know best on what works and just follow what they do. So I sit down, I show them the lead. I say, "Jim, Sue, which one of you guys filled this out?" I show them the lead to make sure we're all on the same page. I don't want to assume they know why I'm here. Jim says, "Oh, I did." I said, "Okay, Sue, were you aware of this? Did you know about this?" Yeah, he told me about it." "Okay, great. Hey, all I'm here to do is show you the information you requested. I'm not here to sell you anything. But if it makes sense, I'll show you the next steps. If not, we're still friends, okay?" Say that because it's going to bring their wall down to make them believe even further you're not a salesperson. So the company I represent is called The Alliance. We specialize in mortgage protection, final expense, regular life insurance, and retirement protection. I don't mess with auto or home insurance. Licensed in the state of Texas and specialized in these areas. Now, has anybody already talked to you about mortgage protection? No? Okay, great. If they say yes, okay, great. Where'd that conversation lead to? And then I listen and I move on. How about regular life insurance? Do you have that outside the job that you own and control? No? Okay. It don't matter what they say. For sake of time, I'm just going to talk through this, but there are certain things that you want to say in response to their answers. And that's it. So keep it simple. If there's your very first time going out to an appointment, don't worry about messing up. Go out there and tell them this is your first time. Say, "I don't, that I just started. This is my very first time. But I have somebody to call just in case we have questions, okay?" And they're cool with that, I promise you. Don't think you have to know all this before you get out to the appointment. Typically, when that happens, when you feel like you have to know everything, people don't ever get out there. There's way too much information to know at the beginning to get out there and feel like you have it all. So advice is just go out there, do an appointment. You're gonna suck the first 10 appointments anyways. Most people do. So just go out there, get it out of the way, and call your grown up line from the home. So flip the next page, the About Me page. The About Me page and the What If page are the most important. Do these right and you'll win most of your business. This About Me page is not about me. I leave it here for them to read because they're going to read it anyways. What I say is, "Hey, like I said when I walked in, my name is Philip Hebert. I was born in San Antonio, and I live in Fort Worth now. I come out here on the weekends to help about 15 to 20 families. I come out here until we can find somebody either part-time or full-time to hire. So if you know anybody looking for work, as we go through this, just let me know. I would love to talk to them because we need a lot of help." I say that because not only like my main objective when I go into a home is I want to hire that client. There's nobody better to hire in this business than an existing client. So not only am I going into the home to help them with mortgage protection or final expense, but I want them to see what we do. I want them to see how simple it is. And then after I help them with the insurance policy, I tell them how much money we make, and they're like, "Oh yeah, man, I can do this," or yeah, Bob next door, he needs a job." So know that when we're going in, we're not only trying to help them, but we're trying to hire them as well. So from there, that's all I say. I hit those two bullet points at the top, and then I start asking them questions. "Hey, where are you guys from?" "Oh, okay. How long were you born and raised there?" "How'd you guys meet?" "Wow, okay. How long you been married?" "2 years." "Wow, that's not common these days. Good job. Give yourself a pat on the back." If they say 2 years or 50 years, I say the same thing. I want to compliment them. I want them to feel good. Remember, this is bought out of love and emotion. So what I need to do is I need to recreate that love for them if it's missing, or I need to compliment them on having a loving relationship to begin with. We never know what we're walking into, so don't assume anything. Follow the system. So I need to make them remember why they love each other, you know, spark that flame if it's missing. So I ask them, "How long you guys been married?" "Wow, good job. That's not common these days. Give yourself a pat on the back." "How'd y'all meet?" "Oh, okay. So he just walked in the room one day and swept you off your feet. Is that how it worked, or was it the other way around?" And they normally laugh. We cut up about that. I say, "Well, it seems like it's working. You guys, you know, 50 years later, 4 kids, 20 grandkids. And then I said, "What do you do for work? How long have you been there?" So I'm asking all these questions, not only to get to know them, but to gather data about them, because I need to know who I'm sitting with, where they're coming from, and how I can help them. I may not only be able to help them with the insurance, but through all these questions, like how long they've been at their job, "Oh, you retired? How long ago did you retire?" "Okay, you've been at your job for 20 years. If somebody tells me that, I'm thinking annuity money right away. Or if somebody says, "Yeah, I just left my job," I'm thinking annuity money because they have an old 401k. So I'm not only asking these questions to get to know them, I'm asking these questions to gather information about them so I know where I need to take this conversation. So the About Me page, get good at this. Sometimes it's difficult, and if you're brand new and you've never been in the people business, it's going to be difficult. So don't talk about yourself. If you find yourself reading all your bullet points and not really asking them questions, then we're not doing it the right way. You can practice this on a daily basis. When you're going out to Starbucks, to the grocery store, do the About Me page on people as you're going out about your business throughout the day. Start asking them questions. They're going to find you. I promise you, you go up to the person at like your grocery store, your local grocery store, you start asking them a bunch of questions, they're going to think you're the most interesting person in the world, because most people don't take time to get to know them. So they're going to remember you. So once we get to know them, once we build that bond and rapport, then we have permission to move to the next step. So the bond and rapport, we have to hit that. Spend time asking questions. I went on an appointment not too long ago where, honestly, I was just tired, and I wanted to get through the appointment and move on. But the lady started talking about her business, where she came from. She was in the piano business. She owned a business for years. I never knew there was so much behind making a piano and selling a piano. But she was telling me, and I believe this is what won the sale. She was saying, "I don't know why I'm telling you all this stuff. I've never had somebody so interested in learning about, you know, my work or pianos." And I sat there for like 30 minutes just getting to know them. And all I would do is like, "Huh, wow, man, that's cool. Tell me more about that." "Okay, well, what do you mean? What exactly does that happen? You know, how does that happen?" And that's all I say, and then she keeps talking. And then she's like, "Man, I haven't I don't tell anybody this kind of stuff. Nobody's really taken this much interest in to learn about what I used to do. And so she thought I was an interesting person because I sat and asked her those questions, and that's all it is. Wow, really? Interesting. Tell me more. What do you exactly mean by that? So that's how we get to know people. Okay. Then you flip to the next page. Companies I represent. Hey, here's the important stuff. We work with about 15 different companies. That way we do all the shopping around for you today. But when I say that, we don't shop for prices because we can't. The state of Texas controls the prices of this kind of insurance. What we have to shop for are age and health conditions, and we have to find out if you can get approved for this. Once you're approved, then we can go on. There's a big misconception. A lot of people think you can wheel and deal and shop for prices, or I can get on the phone and call my manager, say, hey, sitting with this great couple, let's give them the best prices in town. And honestly, if anybody ever, another insurance person walks in the door and says, we have the best prices in town, they're really lying to you because it don't work that way. And when you say that, they're going to nod their head, yeah, no, it don't work that way. I say the reason people think you can shop around is because all the advertisement we get, you might hear a commercial that says 100 grand for 10 bucks a month. Sounds really good, but what they're not telling you is that's accidental only. That only covers you if you pass like on an accident on a Tuesday at midnight. And then you see them shaking their head like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've gotten those before. So all these companies are great. Doesn't really matter who we use. We just have to find the right one that covers you based on age and health conditions. You familiar with any of these companies? And I'm pointing to Mutual of Omaha when I say that because I want them to hurry up and say something so I can move on. So I'm directing their eyes where I need them to look. Because remember, the ATM is not only here to guide the appointment, overcome objections, but it's here to control the time as well. We should be in and out of a house hour and a half, hour to hour and a half. So I say, like here, you know, foresters may approve somebody diabetic on insulin. On the more severe side of the case, I've sat with somebody going through cancer and got him approved. All great companies. They all been around hundreds of years. They got plenty of money to take care of their families. Any questions? No? Okay, great. And I flip to the next page. Here's some other companies. We help people with retirement protection so that you never lose money like what happened in 2008. If that's important to you, I'll talk to you about that. But let's get through your mortgage protection information you requested. Any questions? Nope. What is mortgage protection page? Here, really, you can just read the bullet points. But I say mortgage protection, it's pretty straightforward. Something happens to either one of you guys, then your mortgage is taken care of. I don't say your mortgage is paid off because I don't want to get their hopes up thinking they're going to get full coverage. A lot of times it can't get somebody full coverage because there's a health condition that limits it or it's just too expensive. So on this page right here, you want to start setting yourself up to direct them to payment protection. Don't wait until you show them the quotes to tell them they need payment protection. Start setting yourself up on this page, and it'll help you guide them to why they understand, you know, half the loan coverage is pretty significant. So I say, anything happens to either one of you guys, your mortgage is taken care of. You choose your beneficiary. It's portable. Level death benefit, level premium, covers illness or accident. It doesn't matter what happens. Honestly, what most people do is they go with this payment protection. They don't always want full coverage, or there might be a health condition that prohibits us or limits us on getting full coverage. So they just want something in place to where they can make payments on the house for a couple years and then maybe sell it later. Because wouldn't you agree that some coverage is better than nothing? And I'm slightly nodding my head when I'm saying that. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. So I'm getting them to agree, let's go with payment protection. I'd rather start out on the low end, get somebody approved, get them comfortable with them pay their payments, and then come back a year later and increase their coverage or rewrite them into a permanent plan. I don't want to oversell on the first appointment because I don't want to have to worry about them not keeping this in place for a long period of time. Remember, it's not about me making money. It's not about me going in there and write big cases. If you're writing big cases, I'd rather write a bunch of apps than I would, you know, one big policy. So be aware of that. George and Brant Swindell do great at that. They write a ton of applications. And that's really how you should work this business, is be more focused on the number of applications you're writing than the amount of premium you're writing. When I was new, I gave myself a goal. I want to write 5 applications a week. I used to give myself a goal. I want to write 10,000 a week in premium, but I found myself chasing premium doing that. So what I said is like, hey, look, I don't care about the premium I'm writing. I just know I need to write 5 applications to begin with, because the average will work out. The premium will work out. So I said, let me start out, give myself a goal of 5 applications a week. Once I hit that goal, then I'm going to up it. I want to do 8 applications a week. And once I start hitting that goal, I want to do 10 applications a week. I don't care if they're $10 a month or $200 a month. I just know I need to write, starting out, 5 apps a week. And everything else will take care of itself. All right. I forgot where it was. Okay, so mortgage protection. Start emphasizing payment protection on that page. You flip to the next page. This is where you build the emotion. So we build emotion of love on getting to know them, building that bond of rapport. They're starting to understand we're not salespeople. They're starting to trust us. If you build that bond of rapport properly, they're going to open up to you and tell you anything you want to ask. If you don't build a bond of rapport properly, well, so if you have trouble getting a Social Security number, picking up a check, getting their bank information, just know you didn't build a bond of rapport properly. Nothing else will stop somebody from giving you that information unless you build their trust. So if you're getting that objection in the home, talk to your growing up line of like, hey, every time I ask for banking information, they don't want to give it to me. When I ask for that social, they don't want to give it to me. Go back to the bond and rapport and get their trust. Talk to your growing up line and let's tweak a few things, because it will work. We just have to tweak on the go. So when you get to the what if page, this is where you're going to build that emotion. You're going to find the pain. And you're going to help guide them to understand why they need this. Remember, through our questioning, they're going to understand that they want to buy this. We don't sell anybody anything, but through our questioning, they're going to say, I need this. Let's go. So on this page, this is where I grab the lead. I say, John, Sue, Jim, Sue, hey, this is what it comes down to. You know, we don't know. You know, this is a what-if scenario. We don't control anything. It's all in God's hands. But help me understand, when you filled out this form, and I'm sliding the lead over to them, Jim, when you filled out this form, take me back. What was going through your mind? Who are you looking to protect? And then I'm listening to what he's saying. Just like the About Me page, where you have to ask questions, you have to ask questions on this page to dig deep and find that pain. If you're blown by this page and you're not spending 5 minutes, whatever, however long it takes you, then you're probably not writing a lot of business. So spend time on the What If page, just like we spent time on the About Me page. I would argue that this is either just as important or more important to hit this page. Because we have to find the pain and help them realize what life is going to be like if they don't put this in place. So what was going through your mind? Who are you looking to protect? Hey, and then I listen. I say, okay, hey, Sue, I got to ask this tough question. Nobody likes talking about this, but I got to understand. I want to see if this is even needed for you guys. You get a knock on the door tomorrow. It's the sheriff's department, and you're being told Jim's not coming home. What does life look like for you the next day? Okay. Are you able to stay in this house? No. What would you do? Would you have to try to sell it? No? Well, because I imagine you have, you know, at least next month's mortgage or the next 6 months' mortgage payment saved up, right? Oh, you don't? Oh, man. Okay. How much is that mortgage payment? $1,200 a month? Okay. And you don't have that saved up? No? Okay. Well, what would you do? Who would you ask help from? Where would you go? So I'm asking all these questions. Who would move in with you? Oh, you go to your parents. Do they have enough room to take on you and the three kids? Would you want to stay there? How long could you stay there? The kids, they're going to have to transfer schools, right? Yeah. How do you think that's going to make them feel? Through asking all these questions, this is where they're understanding they need this. Let's go. Just sign the paperwork. Let's put it in place. Guys, we're 8:03 now. I'll stop on that. So remember, less talking is better. Asking questions is better. And we don't sell anything. Use the ATM. Call from the home. Even if you're making the sale and they're healthy, call from the home just as one of the motions. Just know you have to do it. All right. Hey, it's a beautiful day out there. I see people walking around the neighborhood getting their exercise in. Let's go out there and blow it out of the water. Invite people to Katie. Humongous opportunity out there. So get people in front of Paul, the rest of the all-star lineup. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Guys, I love you. If you have questions, reach out to me, 903-647-5307. Talk to y'all later. Love you.